Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Tad now 7:30. Steve McIntosh here. Partly cloudy and 15 degrees on a Monday. Today is a federal holiday.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is today, observing the birthday of the civil rights leader.
How long? Not long. Because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes, sir.
His actual birthday is January 15th. In 1983, legislation was passed that made the third Monday in January a federal holiday in his honor. Marches, parades, and service events are planned across the country today in remembrance. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
After much anticipation, the third impeachment trial in U.S. history is set to start Tuesday.
Senate Democrats tomorrow are likely to force a vote on their desired witnesses, which include former National Security Advisor John Bolton and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney. But that effort is likely to fail largely along party lines. Republican Senator Susan Collins has said she supports waiting until arguments from both sides have been presented before deciding on witnesses, as was done in the Clinton impeachment trial. The trial's exact schedule, rules, and length remain unclear, but the White House signaled last week that it anticipates the proceedings will wrap up within 2 weeks. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
An independent review of Kansas' rising electricity rates shows the process that determines rates favors utilities over consumers and could be improved.
According to the Kansas News Service, lawmakers concerned that electricity prices were no longer competitive with neighboring states requested the study by London Economics in a bill passed during the 2019 legislative session. The report concludes there is no single easy fix, but offers three main suggestions. Legislators in the House and Senate Utilities Committees are expected to be briefed on the report's findings when the session begins next week. Bill Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A Kansas Court of Appeals judge, a Lawrence attorney, and a veteran prosecutor now working for the Attorney General's office are finalists for a state Supreme Court seat.
A lawyer-led state nominating commission on Friday sent the candidates' names to Governor Lori Kelly. She has until March 17th to pick one. The finalists are Court of Appeals Judge Thomas Malone, Lawrence attorney Keenan Wall, and Stephen Obermeyer, who worked three decades as a Johnson County prosecutor before becoming Assistant State Solicitor General in 2017. A seat on the seven-member court is open because former Chief Justice Lawton Nuss retired. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Police in Oklahoma City say that for a second time in a month, there was gunfire inside a Northwest Oklahoma City mall. Police say there were no serious injuries, although one person suffered a minor injury from shrapnel. When the gunfire erupted just before 8 p.m. Saturday near the theater inside Penn Square Mall, Police Lieutenant Michelle Henderson said two off-duty officers working security in the mall chased the suspect out of the mall and the man escaped. A December 19th shooting near a shoe store in that same mall left one man wounded and another man in custody on an assault and battery charge. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of cold high pressure continues to bring in temperatures running below normal. Sunny around 30 at noontime, 36 for the high this afternoon. We will be clear overnight, our low 15, and then clouding up and breezy on Tuesday with a high close to 40. We could have a wintry mix by Tuesday night, and that would continue off and on through much of the week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 15 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 7:35, Steve and Ted in the morning, and we have some more information about Prince Harry and his
Meghan bride. Markle. Yeah.
Meghan Markle. Everyone's got an opinion.
Sure.
It appears on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's, what is she though? Is she a duchess? Is she a
Well, that's what she was, sure.
Okay, everyone's got an opinion on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's decision to step back from royal duties, including Markle's estranged father, Thomas Markle.
Okay.
Estranged, so they're not They're having some problems there, the man and his daughter. Thomas told a TV station when his daughter decided to marry Prince Harry, they took an obligation to be part of the royals and represent the royals. They are destroying one of the greatest, longest-living institutions ever. They're cheapening it. So this, this is Meghan's dad weighing on this thing.
Wow.
Thomas,
kind of harsh.
Yeah, he even got a burn in during the interview saying the two lost souls, he called them, are turning the royal family into Walmart with a crown on.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. So that's Meghan Markle's dad. So that's her dad. And her mother-in-law and father-in-law are apparently not terribly pleased with Meghan and her husband. You know, when the royals get together for Thanksgiving this year, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall and see what that's going to be about? Of course, we follow the situation at my house because my wife is a huge royals fan, a big follower. And, yeah, she's very, very interested in it. All right, 7:36 now. Here on Martin Luther King Day, it was on this date in 1986, January 20th, that the U.S. first observed a federal holiday in honor of the slain civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about worldwide celebrations and nationwide commemorations, I guess, of MLK Day. Coming up here, Evan Brown from Fox News Radio is going to be with us here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Right.
We're going to talk about it a little more. But right now, the big thing is, the huge thing is... The Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, first time since, when did they go, 74? Was that when they won everything? I can't remember. They know they were in the first Super Bowl in 1970.
Right.
They won in 74. But this is a huge, huge deal, especially for football fans, especially in Kansas City Chiefs fans. It's a huge deal. And, Jed, I know that you listened to or watched the game yesterday. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, yeah.
Chiefs coming back after giving up a little bit of a lead to Tennessee. Tennessee looked, you know, Tennessee had that running back that the guy was, how are they going to stop him? Well,
Derrick Henry is.
They stopped him.
Yeah, especially there in the second half. It kind of looked like they had things a little bit figured out stopping that run. And that's what really makes Tennessee dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, the defense got that slowed down. And then, of course, Mahomes takes over and she's doing some things that they're not in the playbook. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
He goes back to run a play, and then everything goes out the door when he sees something happening. This guy is sharp.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a little time here to talk about sports, I know. But this is everybody in town is talking about this today, I know.
One of the things that I saw looking at it, and I really thought...
what are your observations there?
I honestly thought that was a good... It was good that they wound up having to take on Derrick Henry and the Titans. Because as I was watching a little bit of the San Francisco 49ers, I noticed that they have a beast of a running back in Mostert.
They have a terrific running game. I noticed the same thing. These guys can carry the ball. And it's going to be, we got to stop. But like you said, good practice for the Chiefs.
Good practice because they've got to really focus on that running game because they can definitely run the football, San Francisco can. So it's going to be a test. It really will be. Should be a good Super Bowl.
Well, I think it will be. I think it's going to be fantastic. And here, as they face, as you say, the 49ers. But allow me just a couple of observations as an old football player. I played a couple of years, but I think I'm a genius like everybody else, okay?
Sure, sure.
One thing I noticed at the end of the game for the Chiefs, they didn't have any crippling penalties. Did you notice that? They played relatively clean all day.
Relatively, they had some offsides infringements on defense that.
Yeah, but they still hurt
the chances of making some stops.
But the crucial times when the games they didn't shoot themselves in the foot. I felt
not really.
They played a pretty I think there was like two encroachments on one in two different plays.
I believe it was on the same drive.
Yeah, drive.
Yeah, that was.
Here's the other thing, Chad.
Yeah,
no turnovers. Didn't fumble the ball, didn't throw an interception.
Right.
I'll tell you what, if you can hang on to the ball and not give it up, you're way ahead of the game. So
that's something that Green Bay did. Green Bay made some critical turnovers, and that really kind of lost them that game against San Francisco. So, yeah, you turn the ball over, and it makes a difference.
I got a soft spot in my heart for Green Bay because, growing up the Packers and, in the old days. Bart Starr, I love Bart Starr, and Paul Hornung and all those guys. In the old days, the old days.
Sure.
And Rodgers is a great quarterback, I think.
He really is, yeah.
They got a great team, but I'll tell you, the 49ers look tough. So,
San Francisco, yeah.
We're not going to have, not this weekend, but February 2nd is Super Bowl Sunday. We'll be probably talking, we'll heat up and talk about Super Bowl a little bit more next week.
Sure.
But for right now, it's in Chiefs Kingdom, it's a great, great day. People are celebrating, and
it really is.
I've taken a day off.
I don't know. Maybe another observation. Something for the Chiefs to work on, again, from somebody who probably thinks they know more about things than
we are experts.
Just like everybody else. One thing I did notice is a lot of times Chiefs receiver would be kind of open when they caught the ball. They had to really make a large lunge to get to it. They'd be down already when they caught the ball. Obviously not every time, and there were plenty of times that they caught the ball and made huge runs afterwards, but it seemed like there was some missed opportunities if a ball had been thrown just a little bit more accurately.
But, you know, and I played quarterback as a kid, and I'll tell you what, I felt if I could get the ball within 8 or 9 yards of the guy,
right,
they ought to catch it.
Yeah,
especially if they're giving him $7 or $8 million a year, they got to catch it.
And in a lot of cases, that's, you know, thrown under pressure. How close can you expect it to be? Well, it was close enough to make the difference, and they caught the ball. You know, I'm just saying that there may have been some lost chances after catch, yeah.
But it won. All right, congratulations.
Easily enough to win.
Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We're going to have some business news from the Wichita Business Journal coming up, talking about layoffs and the loss of talent. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.